everyone. We wanted to take a quick moment to thank you all for joining us today. This podcast was recorded and is made available to you by Whitley Penn LLP and WP Wealth LLP solely for informational purposes. The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature and are not intended to be construed as the provision of financial or investment advice by Whitley Penn or WP Wealth. The information discussed in this podcast is accurate as of the day it was recorded, but may then become outdated over time. Please feel free to contact us if you have any questions, comments, or concerns in regard to the content presented. Thank you again for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
And welcome to another episode of WP Talks. I'll be your host today, Shane Miller. I'm a partner in the Wealth Management Group based out of Fort Worth. We are in the WP Cares series, which is our charitable series today. The charitable series, really the intent behind it is to highlight organizations within our community to talk about what they're doing in terms of fundraising, talk about their message, talk about events and ways you can get involved. I'm fortunate today that one of my partners, Jeff Lawless, he's a Dallas audit partner, is joining me. He's been involved in this organization for some time. And he's also brought Julie Womack, who's the corporate development director with the American Heart Association. So it's a great organization. We're going to learn a lot about it. Guys, thanks so much for joining me.
Sure thing.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, so Julie, let's maybe start with you. Would you mind telling us what your role at American Heart Association looks like? And then maybe how you got connected with Jeff?
Sure. So I'm corporate development director, and I work with a lot of companies to engage their employee bases in the mission of the AHA, be that through walk or through a field day or through a cycling event we have. So I work with people and get them sweaty and get them excited about the mission of the AHA. And I met Jeff through another volunteer introduction. A volunteer reached out to Whitley Penn and passed along Jeff's name. And I met Jeff along with some people on the marketing team. And that was probably 6 or 7, 8 years ago. It was a while ago. So almost as long as I've been with the AHA, I've been working with Whitley Penn, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's great. That's great. So Jeff, 8 years, that's a long time to be involved with an organization. What has been so appealing about the organization that you've continued this level of commitment?
Well, for starters, I think, you know, going back to the beginning of our involvement is, you know, I was at a point where I was looking for an organization to get involved with personally, and then the firm wasn't involved as well. So I thought that was a good combination, and it's such a key organization across the country, but the Dallas chapter is very strong. And so, you know, it's got a cause behind it that has probably impacted everyone, most people out there. And so it just seemed like a good fit and a good timing for me personally and the firm. And we've grown our involvement. I think maybe the first year I might have been the only one that was really trying to raise money. And then we've grown that group over time. It's still smaller than I would like, but you know, we grow it every year, and we'll probably got 8 to 10 people this year that are going to be or are a part of our fundraising and our efforts. And I was really proud of our team last year. I think we raised about $25,000. And
wow,
it's just amazing when you reach out to your circle of influence, what can happen. And it's really been exciting. I'm excited to see what can happen going forward in the future as well.
Very cool. So, you know, American Heart Association, their mission, right, Julie, if you had to summarize kind of what is the mission of the American Heart Association, what would you say that is?
To be a relentless force in a world of longer, healthier lives. That's our mission. We retooled our mission a few years ago to intentionally remove heart disease and stroke, because while we combat all forms of cardiovascular disease, we're in a passionate fight against those because they're so prevalent. I mean, almost half of all Americans have one form or another of cardiovascular disease. It's ridiculous. But we also want to be proactive, and we really want to promote healthy living for all people, be that through physical activity, be that through healthy eating, or even nutrition security for people who don't have access to healthy food. But promoting wellness in all forms is really what we're about, and encouraging people to find their why and their why for being and living and wanting to live a longer, healthier life, and using that as inspiration to get there.
And I think it will take what you described as a relentless force to combat something that big and that prevalent. I know that I certainly know people that have been impacted by heart disease. I think almost everybody has, you know, it's a big fight, and it sounds like you've got a lot of folks that are energized to help combat it. So that's great. And so you mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of different programs that take place with the American Heart Association to raise money, bring up level of education, all of that. Would you mind talking about some of those? I know that you mentioned the Heart Walk is one of those.
Yeah. So the Heart Walk is coming up in September. Every year it happens in September. It's going to look a little bit different this year. We are doing an optional in-person event, as well as an opportunity to walk where you are. This year's event, it always takes place on the Saturday after Labor Day. So this year's event falls on Saturday, September 11th. And it's a celebration of wellness. It's an opportunity for you to walk with, you know, I would say typically come down and walk downtown with 70,000 of your best friends, but hold on. Yep. If you're not comfortable, walk, you know, with your pod or in your neighborhood or where you are. There's a special that we air that morning on WFAA that you can tune into, kind of gets you in the spirit, share some survivor stories and some information about our mission. And then you can go on a walk in your neighborhood at your own pace. So it's really nice. And in a normal year, we have dogs dressed up, we have strollers, we have the whole nine. Everybody's there. And
that's,
I know,
fun.
It's tricky for a lot of people in your firm, because I am well aware there's a tax deadline around that date. So a lot of people feel free to take advantage of walking where you are, or walking when you can, or maybe it's a run down the hall.
Hey, there you go. any way you can. That's perfect.
Right. We also have our Heart Ball, which is called Cote de Cour. It's the largest wine auction in the Southwest. It is fancy. And it's a very nice event to, you know, get dressed up and take clients to that kind of situation, see and be seen. That got postponed this year, so it will be happening actually in a few weeks. Okay. And we're very excited about that. Typically, it takes place in the spring. Mm-hmm. We also have our Go Red for Women luncheon. A lot of people have heard of Go Red and wearing red dress pins and all that jazz. That takes place in February in Dallas. And that is a huge luncheon to raise awareness around women's heart health risk factors and to just empower women to really take control of their own health and to know the signs and symptoms, because they can present themselves differently in women than in men. So it's a great event. And of course we have the ubiquitous children's events. now called Kids Heart Challenge. When I was a kid, it was called Jump Rope for, but you may end up emails and Facebook posts. I see them all the time from like people. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. You have a kid. Asking for support, and that's kids, elementary school age, awareness and funds for our mission, but awareness at an early age, really around the importance of physical activity and all of those healthy lifestyle choices that we want kids to get involved with at an early age.
I'm sure the parents are a big fan of that too.
Yeah.
The kids, get outside, the parents, go play.
Absolutely. You know? Sure. Get worn out.
So are these events, are these specific to the Dallas chapter, or are these national events? You know, a lot of our listeners are in various markets all across Texas. If they're, you know, more broad, maybe they can just get involved with their chapter's version.
Yeah, I know you guys are all over Texas. So all of these things happen in one iteration or another all over Texas. Our Côte d'Or in Dallas is called Côte d'Or because we're very fancy and we have to make it sound very fancy, but in most areas it's just called Heartball. Okay. In Houston it's a special event, it's called the Bear Bryant Awards, and it is around college football because it's in Texas, so
there you go.
Can't be fancy, be football.
That's what I always say,
right? I mean, just like the old saying goes. Yeah, but Go Red, Heartball, Heartwalk will all take place in awesome. An area near you.
Very cool. Jeff, have you participated in any of these events, and maybe your thoughts on, you know, what they looked like, felt like, and things you look forward to each year?
Yeah, I think the one that's most interesting is the Heartwalk itself. And you know, it's been kind of strange the last couple of years for obvious reasons of what's going on in the world. But it's really, I look at it as a celebration because it's at the end of the fundraising of the summer for, you know, getting a big push to try to help the American Heart Association meet their goals. But it's a fun way to get, as Julie said, pets out, your kids out, and it's crazy how many, you know, normal times, how many people are out, and it's really a fun event, and it's really a good way to see parts of the city that are harder to see downtown because, you know, the streets are closed off, and it's kind of fun. It's pretty laid back, or it's intense if you want it to be. Mm-hmm. And but it's really a fun event, and I think it's really a good way to showcase the organization, you know, and right in the heart of the city.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, so we're raising money through these various events. You know, we've got a lot of people that are participating, whether it's virtual or in person. But maybe if you could give me some idea of, okay, we're raising this cash, it's funding research, it's, you know, education programs, you know, maybe give me an idea of what that looks like.
Sure. It's all of the above, actually. So we fund a whole lot of things. And in the Dallas area, well, in all of the respective areas, all of the funding stays local. So what happens every year, you'll appreciate this. I'll go into the weeds on financials. But our fiscal year ends June 30th. So that's our deadline to get granting applications. And all of the grant applications come in through our national center. And they're vetted through a double-blind process. And once we know how much we have to grant, we grant those funds out to those hospitals and those researchers. And they do the research, and it's a fascinating process. I know in Dallas, much of the funding, and last year, just so you know, last year in the Dallas area, we funded $6.1 million in research.
Wow.
And all of that stayed local. So there's so much we do with research. I like heart.org. I would recommend anybody who's got detailed questions, go to heart.org, but things like the first pacemaker, a lot of statins and blood pressure lowering drugs, stents, you know, when people have to have stents, or the whole bypass, the process by which a bypass surgically, all of those findings were funded through our research.
Wow.
There's just, it's very nerdy and exciting and cool. And there's just a lot to uncover there. But we have since we started funding research in the 1950s, we funded over $5 billion in research nationally. And we're the largest organization outside of the federal government in terms of funding medical research.
Wow.
So, I mean, we're serious. So we're dead serious, and we put our money where our mouth is when it comes to research. We also fund community programs in terms of blood pressure awareness and educational programs in terms of cooking and nutrition, things like that. We do a lot of outreach in areas, and we just set out a new goal by 2024 to advance cardiovascular health care for all. And it's part of our health equity initiative. And we did a lot of research, and not everybody is on a level playing field when it comes to health. A lot of people suffer because, and their health suffers because of where they live and various social factors. Do their neighborhoods have sidewalks? Do they have a car? How far is it to the nearest grocery store? How hard is it to get fresh fruits and vegetables? Do they have access to clean drinking water? There's a lot of things that don't make it necessarily easy for people to be healthy. So we are working to level the playing field in all areas, be those inner city, be them rural. A lot of, you know, you don't think about it, but a lot of people in rural areas, just getting to a hospital takes so long. I mean, so sure. We're just trying to help everybody have a fair shot at good health. And we've been working a lot in Southern Dallas, and particularly we're partnering. It's actually a zip code where my son's magnet school is, that he goes to a DISD magnet school, but down between 75 and 35 off of Loop 12 over. But if you know where the VA is, anyone? No.
I do.
Raise your hand while you're listening to the podcast if you know where the VA is. But it's down there. We're doing a lot of work, and we're also doing some partnering with Bonton Farms and trying to make sure that everyone has access to nutritional foods. When I was in a previous life, when I was at the food bank, we called it food insecurity, but now we're calling it nutrition security at the AHA, because we want to make sure everyone has equal access to healthy foods, and it's not all getting groceries from a 7-Eleven or a bodega or a that kind of situation. We want to make sure people
absolutely
can do that.
Yeah, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I mean, $6.1 million is certainly not an insignificant amount of money. And I mean, you rattled off kind of the, you know, the treatments I would think of when it comes to cardiovascular disease. Those are the primary things that come to mind. And to think that they're funded by these initiatives is really, really cool. Jeff, last year you said that you raised about $25,000 through your fundraising campaign. I know that there's a big impact goal on the horizon. Could you maybe share, you know, some things that that you've learned about fundraising and how you're going to help contribute towards that impact goal a few years from now?
Yeah. So Shane, you're very generous in your comments. Actually, our Whitley Penn team, which has several individuals, we collectively raised $25,000.
Oh, there you go.
But I appreciate you.
So working teams, yeah. Not one.
Maybe one day I'll get to the $25,000 mark. But it's, I think a couple of thoughts on it is, I think I think you'll be amazed. You know, I spend a lot of time and I go through because I know a lot of people and a lot of others have a big circle of influence and a network that they can draw on. And, you know, I go through that and I'm, you know, get a bigger pool of people and we send out the emails out to these guys. And I follow up as well with some of the key people in that group. But I think you'll be amazed at people really like this organization. And I'll get donations from people that perhaps I haven't talked to in a couple of years, and a lot of personal notes back from these people as well that thanks for your efforts and good luck in the walk. And it's pretty rewarding to be able to, you know, reach out and really you're asking, you know, you're mm-hmm. asking these people to do something mm-hmm. and that, you know, it's amazing the $50 and $100 and $200, they all add up and it really is impactful. And if you get that across a broader spectrum of participants, you know, who knows where you can go with it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I that's where I see certainly our efforts over time to where we become more involved and have a larger group and do more things throughout the fundraising campaign that are maybe more unique. We've done a few, but to try to expand that, to get more excitement around the organization and the fundraising goals we have, you know, and then get the goals to 50,000 one day, mm-hmm. you know, in the next 5 years or whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be so impactful for the organization. And it's, you know, it makes us feel good because we're, you know, because of some of the stats that Julie threw out on what they're doing with the money and really trying to advance the science and awareness behind their efforts.
Mm-hmm. And I think Julie said earlier, you know, it's the why behind it. You know, right. It's a very noble cause. So, you know, when you're asking for somebody mm-hmm. to help contribute to something like that, it's an easy ask, right? Because they get that it's a problem and they want to help solve it. So
right, cool. Right.
And with the prevalence of it, I mean, almost everybody knows somebody. I mean, it's not, there's a reason Jeff's getting like such good response and so many thank yous when he reaches out to people, or I hear when people, you know, put out a fundraiser on Facebook benefiting the AHA. You never know who is going to be touched in that moment because somebody just lost someone or somebody knows somebody that just suffered from something and they want to do something. Mm-hmm. And it's a way for people to connect and it's a way for people to feel like they're making a difference and they are making a difference. And the thing is, the life you're saving, you look around at there are these amazing survivor stories. One of my very dear friends who I worked with at the VHA, she had an aortic dissection. It was a very dramatic story and she was life flighted and care flighted and she was pregnant at the time. And wow. she had to say goodbye to her husband. They didn't know if she was going to make it. They didn't know if the baby was going to make it. Everything's fine now. The kid is three. It's amazing. It's a great story.
Good.
But we're doing things like that for her, but we're also doing things like that for you and me. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen with my life. And I know some things in family history, you know, on my father's side, there's a long history of stroke. I don't know who's going to need what, when, you know what I mean? And you don't know whose life you're going to be able to save with the efforts you're making today. So it's an amazing thing. I mean, yes, you're furthering science and you're doing all these things, but the life you save could be your own or your child or your grandchild. And that's what's really amazing. Like things that haven't even happened yet. Things that, like, you know, I'm not a scientist. I don't understand a lot of that stuff. But what I do understand is the connection I feel to other people and the good feelings that I have when I do something good for somebody. So I know that when I do something with the American Heart Association, I'm doing something for the greater good. And it makes me feel good because I know that it's helping someone who needs it somewhere down the line.
Absolutely. And you wouldn't want to, you know, postpone it until it's a problem in your own life. You know, certainly I think that by giving now, you know, you're really, you know, giving to it, you know, it's insurance in a lot of ways of, you know, if something happens to a family member or friend, you know, at least I've helped them in their fight. So
yeah, the science is going to help them. So it's pretty amazing. And I'm, who doesn't love science?
So let me kind of recap here. So we've got a calendar full of events. We got the Heart Walk coming up. We've got Go Red. We've got Code de Cour. We've got the Kids Heart Challenge, the 2024 Impact Goal. We're doing work in health equity. It sounds like AHA is very busy, alive and well. So I'll just, you know, I'll ask if you have anything, you know, kind of in summary, that if I'm a listener and I'm just kind of hearing about all these programs, where do I go? How do I get started on this?
Well, I would say I will have some links available for you guys to get involved with your local Heart Walk, and those will be in an appropriate place. I'm not sure where that'll be yet, but they'll be accessible to you guys. Mm-hmm. So you can check out what's going on with your local Heart Walk and Whitley Penn. I would say if you have questions about getting involved, ask Jeff, bother Jeff. I know it's not a huge firm and a lot of you guys know each other, and Jeff's a funny guy and he can kind of tell you about his experience and what it's been like and connect you to me, and I can put you in touch with me or with the right person in your area to get you involved. But you know, I love this podcast series because I listened to a couple in preparation before coming here. And I think it's just such a great resource for your employees, because if you're not involved in something, I'm something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how we make better communities and better, stronger people, more well-rounded people. So I just applaud you guys for doing this, because I think it's really neat and cool. And if the AHA isn't your thing, find out what is your thing, you know? Yeah. And do that, because I think all ships rise when we work together and build better, stronger communities, and everybody is kind of looking out for one another and thinking about other people. It just makes better, stronger community. So find your AHA.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Shane. One thing I wanted to add to this is, and it's just, you know, from our perspective and from my perspective personally, you know, the American Heart Association is a great organization, but I think having people like Julie really make it even better. And I know it's technically some level of job for her, but she takes it so far beyond that. And she's extremely helpful in the process of us helping us help ourselves to raise in our efforts to raise money. But I think her drive and her passion inspire us to try to do more as well. I mean,
absolutely.
I think that really permeates through everyone in our firm that's been involved, and I'm sure she's the same way with all the other companies she works with, but you know,
I play favorite.
Wanted to make sure that comes across, because it's really kind of a personal note there.
Yeah. And Julie, thank you so much for the comments about the series. You know, we can't do this without people like you and organizations like the American Heart Association. So we feel very fortunate to do what we can, you know, and so I think teaming up to tackle some of these big causes, that's worth doing. So I appreciate that. So in summary, folks, have a heart. Okay. Go to heart.org. Do the Heart Walk. It's coming up. Mark your calendar, September 11th, or, you know, every Saturday after Labor Day. So look forward to that. and get involved. I'll tell you, one of the best things that you can do is if you're listening to this episode on any of the platforms, share it with someone. Give it a like, give it a comment. The more that we expand our audience, the more people that can get involved and they can get on board. If you're interested in making donations, you're curious about charitable giving strategies, that's what I'm for. I can help you navigate those, whether it's donor advised funds or making qualified charitable distributions. Happy to help. But let's get behind this organization. Let's make an impact, and let's get involved. Thank you guys so much for the time today, and we'll talk soon. Take care.
Thanks.